With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. As expected, President Trump signs the Epstein bill. Bill Alexander reports.
President Donald Trump signed legislation Wednesday that compels his administration to release files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, bowing to political pressure from his own party after initially resisting those efforts. Trump could have chosen to release many of the files on his own months ago. Now the bill requires the Justice Department to release all files and communications related to Epstein, as well as any information about the investigation into his death in a federal prison in 2019 within 30 days. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Five people have pleaded guilty to a terrorism-related charge after they were accused of supporting Antifa in July, rather in a July shooting that wounded a police officer outside a Texas Immigration Detention Center. Each entered guilty pleas Wednesday to one count of providing material support to the terrorists in a federal court in Fort Worth. They faced up to 15 years in prison at sentencing. The charges brought by the Justice Department followed President Donald Trump's signing of an order that designated the decentralized movement known as Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. Federal agents have now arrested more than 250 people during an immigration crackdown in North Carolina centered around Charlotte, the state's largest city. Those totals released Wednesday by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security are about double the arrest figures announced earlier in the week. The operation that began over the weekend is the latest phase of Donald Trump's deportation efforts. Military and immigration agents have converged on Democratic-run cities, including Chicago and Los Angeles. They pushed to carry out arrests in North Carolina, expanding the area around the state capital of Raleigh just in the last day. And again, this concentration of the 250 arrests were made in Charlotte. This is SRN News. America's girls are turning their backs on marriage. Correspondent Michael Harrington has this.
It's a cultural cliche that dates back to antiquity. Females are anxious to tie the knot, males less so. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds only 61% of girls in the 12th grade say they want to be married someday, down sharply from the 83% who said so 30 years ago. But even more surprising is that more 12th grade boys want to get married these days, 74%, than do girls, a statistical flip-flop that may have no historical precedent. Michael Harrington reporting.
The nonprofit organization planning America's 250th birthday celebrations has teamed up with the White House Historical Association to produce a special Christmas ornament. On Monday, America250.org unveiled a limited edition handcrafted ornament which features the Declaration of Independence, a copy of which President Trump has hung on the wall of the Oval Office. This is SRN News. How much should you pay for Thanksgiving dinner? Bill Alexander has this report.
Cooking that Thanksgiving dinner for your friends and family will cost less than last year, marking the third straight year of price declines. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of Thanksgiving staples that make up a classic holiday feast for 10, which is $55.18 or about $5.52 per person.
President Trump says his backers need to understand Ford investors building high-tech plants in America need to bring workers with them.
You can't come in, open up a massive computer chip factory for billions and billions of dollars like is being done in Arizona, and think you're going to hire people off an unemployment line to run it. They're going to have to bring thousands of people with them, and I'm going to welcome those people. Now, I love my conservative friends. I love MAGA. But this is MAGA.
This is SRN News.